It was in Heather's News, this Eastern Market tailgate story. I think their heart's in the right place. There will be no tailgating at Eastern Market for the Monday night game, not this week, but next week for the Lions. Is it the right move or is it the wrong move?
I understand their reasoning for it. And I didn't see that reasoning until Heather had it in her news about honoring the
the
victims. If there wasn't a week in between, I would probably be more on board. I think they're, you know, you could honor the victims this weekend and then allow tailgating next week, allow, especially since it's a Monday night football game, allow those that have traditionally tailgated in that area to go back to tailgating in that area.
I get wanting to tread lightly because you don't want to be seen as insensitive. I just feel like it's in some ways respecting them that you don't let like that incident shut down life, because the people who went to that tailgate probably enjoyed going to Lions tailgates, and you don't want to take that away from people. You want to provide a safe environment, which I think within 2 weeks you get with law enforcement, you do what you can to make that a safe environment, and you keep tailgating.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I was kind of shocked when you guys had some opposition to it, because to me, I'm like, well, it makes perfect sense, because not only are you honoring the victims and their families, but you're also, they said, taking time to make sure that they can bring in more security, figure out, work with the Detroit Police Department to see how they can set up other safeguards so that moving forward, they have more people in place in case something else happens. I don't see an issue with it.
If that's the reason, I think there's 2 weeks to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if it, and I can be on board with, hey, we're not going to have tailgating in this area to honor the victims. That's one I could support. If it's just simply about security, I think there's 2 weeks to get that. There's plenty of time to make that happen.
Yeah, I see that too, I guess. But
and I'm curious, has this been a boiling point? Is this something, if you tailgate at the Eastern Market, that you've been concerned about, and now all of a sudden it's something that you saw happening and you thought maybe security measures could have been put in place earlier?
I think people generally now are more aware of their surroundings, exits, concerns. I don't know. I mean, I'm not someone who regularly would tailgate at Eastern Market, but if you are, we want to hear from you this morning, 248-539-9797. Nobody wants to disrespect the people who lost their lives. It's an incredibly tragic, incredibly sad situation. We've had a lot of tragedy happen, and typically there is that mourning period, and then you don't let the acts of bad people take away good things.
But it is just one tailgate. They're not shutting it down for the whole season.
Which is a good
point. It's just one tailgate. Yeah, right. And then they want to make sure they have everything in place to move forward safely.
Ticket texters 248-539-9797. This one says, morning guys, it's the wrong move. It says a lot of businesses and vendors will lose money because of the tragedy. They're committed. It doesn't take long to have beefed up security. Signed, Dave.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the bigger thing. If it's just simply the enjoyment of the individuals tailgating, that's one thing. And I, again, fully support honoring the victims. But if those businesses that are there, there's only, you know, what, 9 home games this year. And I know they had the preseason games.
Do those families want the tailgate to be shut down? Like, I think that's a fair question. If you're saying we're not going to do it to honor them, is that per request of the family? Or is there a world where those families say, hey, they would have liked the tailgate to go on. They would have liked their fellow Lions fans to still be able to live their life even amidst what was a tragic situation. Of course, with
so much
security.
About, I think the situation that we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I would imagine, no, they didn't get a request from the families. I think they're doing this on their own.
Yeah. With the best of intentions.
Right.
How much does Monday night factor into this? This is a unique event. This is the only Monday night game, right?
It is.
Yeah. At home this year.
Yes.
You know, so people set aside probably special plans for that day potentially to have a tailgate. I just don't know if, I mean, just.
What are the other options? Where does it push them to?
When you do something like this, you're letting the violence win.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of the camp I found myself in.
Ryan, keep you right
here. I mean, we can have a real conversation. I see the lines lighting up. I'm sure you guys have a perspective. Right move or wrong move, a temporary one game, and that's, Heather, what you're pointing out, only one game that you say, hey, step away.
I get your point of view, and the more you talk about it, the more I'm like, okay, I wasn't thinking about the businesses and thinking about that. Now I'm understanding that a little bit more. What if it was you? I mean, would you go to the tailgate? Would you feel comfortable going to the tailgate on Monday if they had it Monday night on the 30th?
Yes.
Yes. I would too.
I actually feel like it's probably the safest it's ever going to be.
I would feel very comfortable going.
Yeah. Obviously the reaction and show of whether there's police presence or, I mean, you know, there's going to be something going on there. And we've talked about all the different events that have happened in Detroit and have commended the, you know, the law enforcement for how safe they have made downtown Detroit everywhere feel.
Let's get to the phones. We've got a couple on hold right away. Ron in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to chime in on that tailgate. So I was talking to the feeder. I was explaining to him. I've been a tailgate, Eastern Market tailgate person since 2019. What's been going on is with the emergence of the Lions being winners now, we got a lot of newcomers coming in. So a lot of those people that's coming in are entitled to those parking spots. The traditional people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and this is what's happening. So arguments come up. I knew it was going to happen. So I'm in shed. We are in shed one. That happened at shed five, between five and six. So in that situation there, with security, they're going to have to tighten up, but they don't have enough people to man that area for somebody coming in that has a gun and whatnot. So, Jansen, I'm with you. I mean, I'm not with you, Jansen, because we need to shut that down until we get that thing right, because we don't want to have another incident moving on in the future.
Well, so that's why I asked the question, because I've not tailgated there, and I don't know what has been brewing. And I get the fact that you have some people that – is it that they have, you know, a traditional tailgate spots that they've been tailgating at for years, and now that the Lions are good, there's more people wanting to come down and tailgate, and they're, you know, quote-unquote stealing their spot?
That's correct. So a lot of the issues going on is parking lot stealing, for the most part. That's what we call it. So they think they're entitled for those certain spots. They got numbers set up there, but they don't have it set up to where when you go in and put your order in, purchase your tickets, it's random. So you got 17 people that want to go at once, but they got four parking spots. They got them spread out. So for the traditional parking people that come in the tailgate, those – they already have them set up when they come in. It's the new people that's coming in that don't know the process, and then they get agitated and upset, and then they want something to happen quickly.
Okay.
And again, we don't know exactly the details of what led to the shooting, but it's put tailgating on pause for the next Lions home game. Mm-hmm. There will be no tailgating Eastern Market next.
The 30th.
It's a Monday night football game.
But this... So I understand, trust me, the angst of getting the right spot, one that you've been in for 20 years, 30 years, and then somebody coming in and competing for that spot. But correct me if I'm wrong, this happened after the game, right?
It did.
Yes.
But we don't know what caused it. We really don't. We don't have those details yet.
Is it the right move? Is it the wrong move? Eastern Market, in the wake of the tragic shooting, will not have tailgating for the Monday night game 2 weeks from now. Out of respect for the victims was the statement.
And to make sure they have enough security. It wasn't just out of respect for the victims. Right. They want to make sure they have time to work with the police department to make sure they have all the safeguards in place.
Let's get to the phones. Craig in Fowlerville, your read. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Good morning.
For many years and kind of crossed with subpoenas there on Russell. And, you know, it was great for a lot of years. All the Lions were... struggling, obviously, but it was awesome. I mean, everyone got to know each other. You waved to each other. Last year, there was just everyone was so ecstatic with lots of love and everything else. It was, you know, the new people were welcome, if you want to say that, new people versus old people. But, you know, what's happening, especially early this year, is there's so many new folks down there that are excited, but they have no idea what's going on. So they're just walking right up to your tailgate and thinking that, you know, hey, how much is some ribs? And you're like, dude, this is my family here. You know, they don't know what's going on. And instead of just like, oh, sorry, you know, they're like, well, come on, give me some. It's got a different vibe. And what was scaring me, we were talking about it 2 weeks ago, was that I couldn't take my family down to the Lions games when we were in Silverdome after a while, just because every time there would be at least 8 or 9 fights, whether they were up in the concourses, down in the stands. But it had that vibe where people are like, yeah, let's go down there, you know, and they're all vibed up for the wrong reason instead of, you know, with love for each other. They're all like looking for fights. So I haven't seen it to that extreme yet as what we used to deal with at Silverdome, if you guys are old enough to remember that. But, you know, it's what breaks my heart, though, is that those businesses down there, you know, they do, I mean, that's all, they're already, some of them are struggling already. And, you know, that takes care of a lot of pain, you know, paying employees new wages and those kind of things. And that's all wiped out. I'd like to see the tailgate still open. I'd like to see, maybe try and make that like a family community environment where there is like a moment of silence during things down there during that Monday night tailgate, although it's going to be wild. Maybe a memorial set up for them, you know, that people can stop by to kind of give everyone a reminder, hey, come down here and have fun. But, you know, check this out. Because if they put, you know, like a big sign or, you know, a dedication to those fallen folks, folks would be bringing down flowers, kind of make a big deal out of it, because it is a big deal.
Yeah.
Still have fun, but have in your mind, hey, this can get out of control quickly, and this is what happens when it does.
We got to respect one another. I mean, yeah. That's what it comes down to, and we've had a couple calls talking about how the tailgate culture can change. We got to respect each other.
Yeah. And here's the other thing about the if it's the security protocols is, and I don't know how long it takes for them to work with the local, you know, police department and other, you know, security measures. If they don't have it Monday night, September 30 versus Seattle, there's not another home game until the very end of October, which is October 27. So it's not just a 2 weeks in between home games from Tampa to Seattle. It would literally be 6 weeks from the Tampa game until the Tennessee game, which would be the next home game, for them to increase their security presence and put new protocols in place.
Yeah.
And if they don't have it against Tennessee, it buys them another 4 weeks.
Right. Some ticket techs coming in, some of their thoughts on this. Texter says it's the wrong move. Games and tailgates must go on, otherwise the bad guys win. That's signed Chris. Says, morning, fellas and Heather. If we could get things safe for the draft, we can get Eastern Market safe for games. It might be hard to find extra security for a Monday night versus a Sunday afternoon, but these are the things they have to consider. Texter says, I have a tailgate in a separate area from Eastern Market for the last 10 years. This is a one-time issue. Shutting down the area says to loyal fans and local businesses that the violence wins. The only ones being punished should be the cowards that had the gun. I hope he enjoys his jail cell on the unnamed ticket text. I think a better idea would be to keep the tailgate open and charge an extra $5 or $10 per person to park, donate to the families. I believe there's a GoFundMe that's been set up. This would help cover funeral costs and other expenses. That's an interesting outside the box idea, because that's what this person says. My friend owns a business in Eastern Market. Tailgaters are big for them. I want to respect the people and their lives that were lost, but there have to be other ways to do that without canceling a big event for so many people. Eastern Market is a really cool part of Detroit. I like going, like, not even just like Lion Seasons, because he mentioned Cipino, the pizza, the DeVries building, go shopping, but even in the Sheds and all the people that make that such a uniquely Detroit place, some of the bars and the distilleries that are tucked in there too. It's a very unique, cool place in Detroit, and Lions tailgates are a special, sacred event for a lot of people. It's the highlight. It's a party. It's the community. It's the camaraderie. You don't want to let violence and a bad person take that away from people. As long as you can safely secure it, I think it should happen as normal as it can be on a Monday night.
And I know we think of the NFL season as being long, and it is, but there's literally only 9 Sundays or Mondays, you know, those 9 opportunities throughout the course of an entire year to be able to have those, especially for those businesses. That's a mass of people that are in and around. And whether that's the business that they bring in on those game days, or it's the eye opening, hey, I could come down here at other times and be able to partake of what Eastern Market has to offer.
Let's get to the phones. Nate in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, how y'all fellas doing?
Good. Good morning, Nate.
Yeah, I was talking to your screener, and when I used to go to the Silver Dome, I used to tailgate at the Silver Dome back in the early 90s when Barry was playing, and I was telling him that I'm surprised that nothing like this has been happening, because when I used to go to the Silver Dome, and I can remember specifically the Lions was playing the Cincinnati Bengals, Lions tailgaters had built a big giant slingshot, and they would shoot big water balloons over in Cincinnati's tailgating party and hit people. And I'm surprised that nothing like this hasn't happened already, because they used to do outlandish things out there at the Silverdome when I used to go. That was my point. I was surprised. I haven't heard what's going on downtown over the past week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was a line from someone after the shooting, like alcohol and something else don't mix.
It was guns and alcohol. Chief,
yeah.
James White.
Yeah. And I think that's always the danger with this, right? People get liquored up, especially all day. A Monday night, it becomes an all day festivity. Maybe that's part of their consideration here. I still like to believe we could do it in a safe way, but I think that might be part of the consideration too, John, is that it's a night game where you have all day drunken mischief and it goes into the night. And if they aren't confident they can secure it, that might be part of the reason that they say, hey, take a week, which may turn into a couple weeks based on the schedule.
Yeah. I mean, it would be all the way to October 27. I mean, you're talking about, you know, Halloween.
Over a month. My initial gut was wrong move. Show goes on. Don't let the violence win. I know there's a lot of factors that go into this, and nobody wants to be disrespectful to people that lost their lives.
No. And it's those that lost their lives. It's those that are fearful of going back down there because they were there when it happened.
Texter says, I would ban tailgates across the city permanently. They're an accident waiting to happen. Nothing good comes from it. I disagree.
Yeah, that's a bit of a reach. That's first of all, that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
But I'm curious.
Nothing good comes from tailgating. I think some great bonding and time with your friends comes from
friends,
tailgating.
Family.
Yeah.
There's some stereotyping or assuming with that. Not every tailgate is, you know, a kegger.
Right.
Like John, for example, you tailgate before the games that you broadcast.
Well, there's a community aspect.
I don't think you drink
it
before, do you?
No. There's a community aspect to it because, and then this is where I do understand, you know, hey, you've got a certain spot that you've been tailgating for some people for decades.
Tradition.
And you come in and somebody takes your spot and it becomes confrontational. But for the most part, when you show up at a tailgate, I got to assume it's the same for the Lions, that everybody that is around your tailgate have been doing the same thing. And it's a sense of community. There are people that I only see 8 Saturdays out of the year. And yeah, every once in a while you run into them at the mall or, you know, life happens. But you know when you show up on game days, these people are going to be your neighbors. These people are across the street from you.
Should all be on the same team.
Yeah.